Heading into this hour's guest interview segment and our monthly update from the Star Valley Arts Council Executive Director, Lexi Weber, joining me live over the phone this morning. Hey, Lexi, how are you today?
I'm great. Thank you.
I appreciate your time as always. Heading into the holidays, always an exciting time of year, and the annual Stars in the Valley Christmas Show coming up December 6th. Tell us about this one.
Yeah, the Stars in the Valley is a Christmas variety show. We've been doing it for about 5 years. It's been really fun for the community to watch because this is the people that they know and love, and they get to watch them show off some amazing talent. This show will be on Friday, December 6th at 7:30, and this is at the high school auditorium. And tickets are $5 a person. We also have a family pass available for $30. Tickets can be purchased on our website. Also, they can be purchased at the door that night. We just love the show because this is just such a fun way to be able to see our community members doing things that maybe we didn't know that they could do, you know, these talents that people have.
Absolutely. It's been such a great show to watch develop and grow for that exact reason. And I don't want you to give away the whole show, Lexi, of course, but can you tell us maybe tell us who we might see? Can you give us any hints on some of the names and performances we might see on that during that show?
Sure. Amanda Culpepper, she'll be doing a dance solo. Daniel Lechner and Katie McEwen will be doing a duet, a vocal duet. We also have some brass instrument performances and some string. We've got a quartet. Anyway, just it's going to be really great. It's going to be fun.
Love it. Every year there seems to be a new host. Can you tell us who the host is going to be, or is that a surprise?
No, I can tell you. We've got Brandt and Tina Crowther to be our MCs this year.
Nice. Excellent. Lexi Weber, Executive Director of the Star Valley Arts Council. A show you got to go to. It really is just that simple. You have to go to it. December 6th, Star Valley High School tickets at starvalleyarts.org if you'd like to skip the line and get those in advance. Tickets usually still available at the door, though, correct, Lexi?
Yes. Yes.
Awesome. So you can get that, too. Stars of the Valley, December 6th, and right after that, there's another great show coming, and Laughing All the Way, December 14th.
Yeah, I'm not super familiar with the show. I know a few things. It features Hank Smith and John By the Way. It's a comedy show. I know it's going to be really fun, and it's an event that the whole family can enjoy. The show is Saturday, December 14th at 7 p.m., and it's at the high school auditorium as well. Tickets are $35 a person, and you can purchase them online at laughingalltheway.com. And when I was looking, they have a lot of shows in this tour, and most of them are completely sold out. And I feel like that's probably something that will happen here as well. There are some left currently, but it's not something you want to wait to purchase your tickets for.
No, I've been told that seating is pretty limited. As you mentioned, these ones sell out quick. So do not wait to get these ones at the door because you'll probably be turned away. So, yeah, Laughing All the Way, December 14th. Lexi Weber again, Star Valley Arts Council on the weekday wake up. Lexi, when we look ahead to the new year, some events coming up, maybe to just mention one of them, a brand new one, which I'm excited to ask you about in a few minutes. But first, the Winter Jubilee in Alpine. That's a great annual event, and the Arts Council going to be involved in that this year?
Yeah, so the Winter Jubilee is a two-day event. They do some snow family events, you know, sledding or cross-country skiing, those kind of things during the day. They have hot dog roasts. They've got fire dancers this year at night. And then on the Saturday night, they have a casino night, and it's a very successful fundraiser that they've held for a few years. And the proceeds go towards funding scholarships to local students. So it's a really great cause. It's a fun event. But this year, they have asked the Arts Council to help facilitate a snow sculpture contest. All of the sculptures will be in the same area. They'll be at the Civic Center for people to come and look at. And I don't know if they're going to do like a public vote or if they'll just have some judges, but there will be a cash prize awarded for the best. And so we are looking for artists, anyone who wants to carve a sculpture, we would love to have them reach out to us. We are connecting artists with local business sponsors to create these sculptures. So the artists will be paid for their time and have the chance to win the cash prize if theirs is the best. So the best way to contact us would probably be the contact form on our website. But we would love to have anyone who's interested reach out. It could be a really fun thing. It's kind of new, but it could grow.
It sounds really awesome. So this is different from they would always do the big box snow cubes in front of businesses, and businesses would carve out something. This is separate from that, it sounds like, then.
Yeah, it's a little bit different simply because it would take a lot of time for those employees to carve them because they were so big. They were 10 by 10 by 10, I think. And we are doing them a lot smaller. They're going to be about 4 by 4 by 6. That's what they'll start out as. And so they're just more manageable, something that an artist could do hopefully in a day. And, you know, they'll make about $300 for their day's work. Seems like it would be a good way to go.
Very cool. All right. So reach out to the Arts Council if you'd like to be part of that snow sculpture contest coming up January 31st through February 1st in Alpine. Lexi also being announced just recently as the first ever portrait workshop that I understand the Arts Council is hosting in middle of March. Tell us more about this one.
I'm just so excited about this because I love that we can have more opportunities for educational art things in the valley. This one, we wanted something that could break up the monotony of winter, you know, for people who stick around. What can we do? Let's get you out and do something fun. And so we've got this week-long portrait workshop. It will teach the old masters techniques. This is something that you can't necessarily learn online. This is something that has been passed down, this information, and so you have to have someone who knows it that can come and teach you. So it's a unique technique. We're excited about that. It will be held in the Alpine Civic Center. This is March 10th through 14th, and it will be 8 to 5 every day. So normally a week-long workshop like this could be well over $1,000. This is a pricey thing normally, you know, but we were able to get a grant from the Alpine Tourism Board, and they're helping to subsidize that cost for the participants so that we really can get anyone who wants to join us. So this is $500 for the whole week, full of very valuable information for anyone who's interested in painting. This could be all levels of experience. We just want the people who come to be relatively comfortable with oil paints. That's all we need. So we do have more information about that on our website. You can also register there, but we wanted people to know about it early enough that they could think about it for Christmas gifts for loved ones. So
absolutely. So this is coming up in March, as you mentioned. Is there a registration deadline before that?
We haven't set one. We hope people will sign up early just to give us a way to plan, and we're going to provide some materials, those kind of things, but we haven't set a deadline.
Well, I love the Christmas idea. I think that should be the deadline. Just give it away as a gift for Christmas, and then it's okay. You don't have to worry about it.
Yeah, so it would help us out a lot.
Lexi Weber, Executive Director of the Star Valley Arts Council, on the Weekday Wake Up. Fantastic. You can find details on these events and more online at starvalleyarts.org. Lexi, anything we missed that you'd like to mention today?
I think that's it.
All right, perfect. We'll touch base next month, and we'll see you at Stars in the Valley. Thank you, Lexi.
Thanks.